Welcome back into 1600 ESPN. Here with Spencer on sports as we approach a new college football, college sports season in general. We are talking about, the season ahead, but also the changes that have come to college sports. There's been so many over really the past 4 years, but we're in this new era now. Revenue sharing is a part of the mix. And of course, we've been talking with leaders from athletic departments across the state of Iowa here, getting their perspective on how their schools are handling things. We're pleased to be joined today by Nick Jost, the Senior Associate Athletic Director for Communications at Iowa State University, part of the folks in charge there of the Cyclones and their athletic department. And Iowa State, of course, the first college football game of the season, Cyclones and Kansas State. I'm sure that'll come up in our discussion here with Nick, but a lot of discussion about the House settlement and finances and all that other things going on here as we talk with Nick this afternoon. Nick, appreciate the time. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Spencer. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with this. You've been in athletics for a long time, and athletics leadership, number of different places you've worked at, of course, now at Iowa State. What's your reaction to kind of this moment that we're in college sports? It's been underway for a while, like I alluded to a little bit ago with name, image, and likeness in the transfer portal, but now that revenue sharing is a thing in college sports. What's your reaction just as someone who's in leadership to all the changes we've seen over the last few years?
Yeah, great question. You said just the last 4 years, but I think even if you went back to 2010 and, you talk about realignment and all of the shuffling within the conferences, that has changed in that last 15 years has kind of led up to revenue sharing and where we're at today. And so, it's a challenge, but it's a challenge for all 136 FBS playing institutions across America. And, each institution is going to do what it feels is best for it. I can say candidly, I don't think that when this all came about that schools just had an extra, $20.5 million sitting in the bank waiting to be spent. And so it's forced some tough decisions. And, you've seen that across the country and you've seen that across the landscape. We've been very blessed at Iowa State under the leadership of Jamie Pollard that, we've built up a cash reserve that's going to carry us for a while. And then as we continue to march down, we've got to, just like everybody else, continue to grow revenues and find efficiencies within our organization, and we continue to do that. And I think it helps in this day and age when you have an athletics director that's got a business background like what Jamie has, and so able to really see, I think that big picture and the lens and everything. And so, that's really helped us, and we were able to get through COVID without having to take a loan from the institution or do anything like that. And so, it's a challenging time, but at the same time, it gives us an opportunity maybe to reimagine a little bit what intercollegiate athletics is going to look like moving forward. And, it's important to our state and it's important to our country. And America is very unique in the fact that college athletics, is tethered to education. If you go across the world, you go across to Europe, things like that, there are places like that, that's not the case. And so we have a very unique system. It's a system that helps feed one of the greatest Olympic movements with Team USA. And so we've got, as we unwind and make big decisions here in the future, there's a lot of factors that come into play in this environment.
What were the last few months like as this House settlement was being negotiated and heard in court? Of course, the approval came, I think it was late on a Friday night. So, everybody was kind of anticipating it was going to get that final approval, but maybe not after 8 p.m. on a Friday. So you had to hit that go button pretty quickly. When you were working with Jamie Pollard, you mentioned the athletic director at Iowa State. What were the conversations like? I'm sure you can't tell us, all the minute details of it, but did you have to have multiple plans in place depending on what, could have been put in place with the House settlement, what could have been taken away? Just take us through the last couple of months, which might have been a little chaotic, I imagine, considering there was still kind of a lot of things hanging up in the air before it got final approval, right?
Yeah, we had had a lot of our decision-making made and quite frankly had made decisions based upon the fact that we anticipated approval. And, the biggest challenge or one of the biggest challenges, you know, in addition to finding the money, is just finding the vehicle in which you're going to pay the student athletes, because we're not sitting over here with checkbooks or anything like that where we can just, you know, stroke checks and give them to the kids. And so, you know, our business office worked really hard for, you know, the better part probably of 3 to 4 months of studying and finding the best mechanism in which to get the money to the student athletes, because that's something we hadn't, you know, really had to do before. Scholarships and things like that all run through campus. And so it's been a collaborative effort here at Iowa State. Our general counsel's office has been involved helping to draft the contracts, and Mike Norton, who leads that area, has been outstanding in providing help. Our FAR, Tim Day, Jamie and our whole senior leadership team has been involved. So it's taken a village to get to this point. And, you know, we feel really good about where we sit today. But as we move forward, we got to kind of keep our eye on the ball.
From an administrator's perspective, Nick, what are some of the positives you see with how the House settlement was put into place, some of the things that it provides college athletics, and what are some of the challenges that you feel like are still needing to be worked out as we get now into the first month of this being the law of the land in college sports?
Yeah, we're 28 days into something that has never, you know, been done before. And so there are going to be, and you've heard folks around the country, you know, there's going to be some bumps along the way, and we're going to have to figure out some things. And I think that's kind of what we're going through, you know, the whole NIL Go system and how the student athletes enter their information into that system, and then how the approval process goes and things like that. Now, I think those things and the CSC all set up with great intentions, but they're kind of building their mechanisms and apparatuses on the fly as well. And so we're I'm sure there's going to be a point in time where we'll come back here, whether that's in 6 months or a year or even in the moment, and hey, hit a reset, or hey, you think about this, how could we make it better, things like that. You know, all of the deals that our student athletes have put through have been approved thus far, and all of them, quite frankly, have been true NIL deals. And so, you know, we feel good about that, and we appreciate the good work of the, you know, NIL Go team in helping us. And so, you know, I think as school gets back in session now, you get more kids on campus, things like that, you know, you're going to see more opportunities for student athletes, you know, come through the pipeline. And that's good, because that's what that settlement in part was all about. You know, I think then when you say what are the, you know, the challenges, continuing to fund that as we go forward, and that number is incrementally going to grow over the next decade. So you have to build in growth for that. That's obviously going, you know, from a budget standpoint, it's going to be, you know, very important. So how do we grow those resources to be able to fulfill, you know, our obligations as a P4 institution? And so we have, you know, great leadership at Iowa State, and we'll continue to work hard every day. And you know, it's the top thing that we're working on, and it's probably the second and third thing as well, because it's just going to take everyone to get through this and to make it better. And I think, you know, you say, what's the good thing? The good thing is that student athletes now have the opportunity to share in revenue. And, you know, I've been in this business for, you know, nearly 40 years, and certainly the business side of college athletics in that time has exploded, from what coaches are paid to what, you know, administrators are paid, and just the television revenue that's in play, and multimedia rights revenues, bowl revenue, NCAA basketball revenue. All of those streams have gone up over the, you know, the four decades that I've been fortunate to work in this industry. And so as a result, you know, the kids are out there saying, hey, what about us? And so, you know, the House case kind of answered, what about us? And so now, you know, as you're moving forward, this is an opportunity, you know, to share in revenues that the institutions earn. And so, you know, I think that's a good thing. I think, you know, the challenge, again, like I said earlier, is going to be how do you continue to grow those to fill your buckets, you know, to fulfill and meet the obligations that we're going to need to meet down the road.
A few more minutes here on 1600 ESPN with Nick Jost from Iowa State University Athletics, talking about the House settlement, how it's impacting athletics over in Ames, and with Iowa State Athletics here going into the 2025-26 season and beyond. Just in general, Nick, how is Iowa State positioned as revenue share has begun when it comes in terms of strength of the department and the ability to make things happen from a revenue sharing perspective?
Yeah, participating at the maximum level that's allowed, which is $20.5 million. You know, I don't think that comes as a surprise. And again, we've had good leadership and good financial planning and good discipline. So we have the ability, you know, we got through COVID, as I mentioned earlier. You know, we didn't have to lay off anybody. We didn't cut any sports. Our coaches, you know, were very supportive of the plan that Jamie and the leadership team at that time laid out. And we got through COVID. And arguably, you could say the last 4 years coming out of COVID have been four of, if not the four strongest, best years, you know, in the history of Iowa State athletics, with, you know, an 11-win football season this past year, you know, beating Miami in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. You've got two Sweet 16 appearances for men's basketball, a fourth-place finish by wrestling, and a Sweet 16 for women's basketball in that last 4 years period as well. So there have been a lot of good things that have happened since COVID. And I think that was part of the planning that went into the COVID plan of how to come out of COVID to make sure that when you got out of COVID, you were ready to go, and we were ramped up. We didn't have to do any ramping up because we were able to keep our entire staff in place. And I think that really helped. So, you know, I think that, again, participation at the highest level of the revenue share is important. And, you know, down the road, you know, we're going to have some challenges, but those challenges are being discussed and vetted and, you know, trying to find solutions within the highest levels, not only the university, but you know, with the board and folks like that. So we're going to be well positioned to continue the success and the momentum that we've enjoyed the last 4 years.
Yeah, you talk about challenges. I know there was a report that came out recently about a budget shortfall facing the athletic department over at Iowa State. Some news about indefinite postponement, I think it was the language used, about a couple of big projects. I don't know how much more you can share with us about that, but just in general, what is the situation there, and how is the athletic department looking to kind of correct that shortfall and make things up as the years go on here?
Yeah, well, I think it goes back to what I said earlier about really trying to grow revenues and, you know, find new revenue streams. And so I think that we're working on that every day and attacking that. And again, there's probably no leader in college athletics that has a better business background than what Jamie Pollard has. And so I think that will serve us well as we're in this time. As far as the facilities project, the Hilton project had, you know, had really, because of COVID, kind of slowed down because of that. But I think once the Sightown is up and running, all of the facilities within the Iowa State Center will get a hard look, because there is some definite deferred maintenance that's got to take place within those buildings. And that's the purpose in large part of Sightown, is to generate the revenues that will go to refurbishment, you know, of those buildings. So again, just like COVID, this is another opportunity to plan and think and strategize and come out of it stronger. And so I'm confident with the leadership that we have, you know, not only within our athletics program, but on campus as well. We have excellent campus partners, and across the state, we have great partners as well. And we'll find a way out of it. And again, I think that number that, you know, was in the paper, that's a projected number, and there's a lot of different ways that we can cut into that or eliminate that entirely. And, you know, some of the things that have come up over time, you know, that have made that number what it is, really three things. And number one is the Big 12. You know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, it was at 10 teams. Then we lost two, added four, so now we're at 12. So now the pie is divided from 10 ways to 12 ways, and now we're at 16. So that 10 slice pie is now divided 16 ways. And so, you know, that's one big way where the dilution factor in conference revenue has impacted us. But Big 12 membership is one of the greatest assets that Iowa State has as an institution. So the stability that adding those eight schools over the last 2 years has brought to the conference, you can't put a price tag on that. You know, the CFP revenue and what's happened there and transpired with the SEC and the Big Ten kind of taking over that and changing a little bit of how the revenue is decided or is distributed has certainly also, played an impact and a role as well. So, you know, those are two big things that are kind of really out of Iowa State's control to some degree, but we've got to figure out how to make it work within there. And then when you throw House on top of those two things, that's kind of how you get to that number real quick.
I'll make exciting times ahead for Iowa State. I know we had media day for football last week, Friday, and the buzz, I'm sure, is pretty high as they get set to head over to Ireland. The football team does for that game against K-State. Pretty exciting over in Ames, I'm sure, right?
It is. Obviously, Coach Campbell's done a tremendous job here heading into his 10th year. 11-win season last year, first time in the history of Iowa State football, 133 years, first time that had ever been done, and a really solid nucleus of returnees, and certainly excited for that game. The team's about a week into fall camp right now, or summer camp, and so they're off and running. And I think Coach Campbell feels really good about his team and the type of young men that he's brought into his program, and so I think it starts, quarterback with Rocco Beck. And just a lot of talented players on the offensive side of the ball around. And then our defense has certainly been a calling card, for our program under Coach Haycock's leadership, our defensive coordinator, for the last, 7, 8, 9 years. And so, we're excited. Tough way to start the season, obviously. K-State's a great opponent. Won the Big 12 here back in 2022. So that'll be tough. South Dakota, the next game. They were in the FCS semifinals last year, so that's not easy. And then, Iowa, that's never an easy game and a rivalry game. And then, Arkansas State before you get a break. So those first four games are certainly going to be challenging. But we're excited about it. We're excited about the opportunity. We've got over 10,000 fans that have purchased tickets and that are going to Ireland. And so I think it'll be a great environment. K-State's got about the same number of fans, and then the Dubliners have picked up the rest. So the game is, if not sold out, it's right there at a sellout point. So should be a great environment in Dublin next month.
Absolutely. Nick, thank you so much for your insights on what's happening with the House settlement and Iowa State athletics, and giving us kind of a preview of the excitement to come this year. We'll look to catch up with you and the folks over at Iowa State down the road, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.